This episode of Nobody's Listening is brought to you by Anna Silva, Tamara Selleck, Janusz Strzyzbeck, blah, 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 blah. The West Side of Mars podcast with Drew and Melvin, comedy so weird it ain't from Earth. Check it out at westsideofmars.com. Also, if you need a website, use what Enelcast uses. Bluehost Hosting. Unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited websites for as little as $4.95 per month. Visit Enelcast.com/blue today.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No!
Listening to Nobody's Listening, where we tell funny life stories and invite you to do the same.
Hey, how you doing out there, podcast people? This is James, and this is Nobody's Listening Podcast, a show where we tell funny life stories, yours and ours. This is episode 201, brought to you the week of October 18, 2012. Like I said, I'm your host. My name is James Kennison. It's with me, and with me is John Steinclauer. How you doing, dude?
I'm good.
I'm so glad. Super duper. So glad to hear that, man. I had a rough start on the show. I had to restart it several times, so I'm glad you were still awake when I finally
did fall asleep.
Buzzed you in. For some reason, I could not say westsideofmars.com.
Westsideofmars.com?
I went back to the late or the early OOs, and I wanted to say www.westsideofmars.com. http://www. Remember when people used to say all that? Like yes. On the radio? www. Yeah. And then they tried to shorten it. www.westsideofmars.com. And then they never took my advice where you just say dub, dub, dub.
Yeah, you know.
But now you don't even have to say that. It's great.
Dub, dub, dub. Yep.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We always start with a little opening song, and this one's from our good friend. At least we hope one day he'll be our good friend, Krispy Kreme. He's got a Halloween song. I almost said hallelujah song.
Oh.
He's got a Halloween song. It's awesome. It's got some good hooks a little later in the song. It's a great story.
Let's hear it. Oh, I'm scared already.
It's available for download. Link on the website. At podcast.nlcast.com. Nod your head. Oh, sorry, my Twitter.
And Money Maker Mac, of course.
Of course.
Ghosts, goblins, and monsters galore. I don't even want to trick or treat no more.
That's right.
Some of the scariest things I've ever seen. You know what I mean. It's Halloween. Ghosts, goblins, and monsters galore. Trick or treat no more.
That's right.
Some of the scariest things I've ever seen.
What?
You
what?
Know what I mean?
What?
It's Halloween.
You know what I mean?
It was October 31st. Me and Mike had walked 10 miles and we were dying of thirst. Then all of a sudden we remembered about the curse. It was the curse of the Birmingham hearse. On this very night, 20 years ago, a big black
hearse
went spinning off the road for no good reason.
I wish she was in Tampa.
Four tires.
How cool would that be?
Who was inside it? Mike Myers.
I'd go stalk him.
We heard stories, but we knew they weren't true about the boy who went missing. They only found his shoes. Scary, but it never happened to us. We weren't afraid, we were way too tough. But then we heard a noise, and then a creepy voice. Was it a monster? Was it James and his boys?
I love this.
Then Mike Myers came busting out the bush.
It's pretty good.
We got up on the back, I screamed, push, Mike, push.
Moneymaker Mike and Krispy Kreme in Ninja Turtle costumes.
Ghosts, goblins, and monsters galore. I don't even want to trick or treat no more. Some of the scariest things I've ever seen.
Link to the video in the show notes at podcast.nlcast.com.
I don't even want to trick or treat no more.
Ooh, I probably should
some of the scariest
make a show notes page.
Yeah,
you know
why not?
I mean?
That'd be cool.
Mike pedaled fast, but it wasn't fast enough. Mike Myers never runs, but he always catches up.
That's a good line.
He knocked us
Mike
down
Myers.
And we both went flying. The candy sprayed everywhere and Mike started crying. Forget the candy, Mike. Go and grab your stinking bite. Plus we got a bunch of candy I don't even really like. Mike, he's got a stinking knife. We're about to lose our life. Pedal, Mike. Pedal, Mike. Pedal, Mike, with all your might. We pedaled and pedaled. It felt like forever. We said it never happened. Well, never say never. I took a look behind me. I didn't see
a thing, but then my shoelace got caught up in the chain. The back swerved, the bike crashed.
Crashed.
And then we both got covered in trash.
Trash.
And right before our heads are about to get hacked off, Mike Myers takes his mask off.
I can't spoil it. You don't, I can't tell you who it is.
Ghost, goblins,
you gotta watch the video.
Before. I don't even want to trick or treat no more.
You'll never guess who it is.
I've ever seen.
Under the mask.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's Halloween. Ghost, goblins, and monsters.
That's a good guess.
Before. I don't even want to trick or treat no more. Some of the scariest things I've ever seen. You know what I mean?
Oh,
it's Halloween.
All right.
It's Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween, Krispy Kreme. We love you, bro. You're the bomb.
Yes.
You're the bomb diggity.
Bomb. Diggity.
Good stuff. Oh, hey, you know what? It is time for us to jump right into, I don't know, what do you call it? Weekly update.
I don't want
to.
You shut your mouth.
Yeah, okay, man.
We can do that. Update. No.
What did you say, man? What did you say?
I don't want to trick or treat no more.
I don't want to trick or treat no more either, bro. You should pedal.
Michael.
You should pedal with all your might.
Yeah, push.
Can we
buddy.
Do Krispy Kreme voices for the rest of the show? We should do that.
I can be Money Maker Mike.
You can't because he does not speak. The chat room's going
Krispy
insane.
Kreme and I'll be.
They're like, no, please do not do that.
So well, they did say please, so.
But it's amazing how well we can both do his accent because we are legit Southern boys.
Boys. It's true, and I'm still in Georgia.
That's right.
Which is next door to Alabama.
Alabama. And I work with several a couple of ladies from Alabama, and that's how you can tell they are from Alabama because they speak very properly, but it's very twangy at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very proper
mm-hmm.
voice because they are they're dignified. In Georgia, it's more like, hey, man, what you doing? What's up? How you doing? It's real sloppy. You just keep your mouth flopping. You talk like you're talking through a bulldog's mouth. But but over there in Alabama, they are educated and they're proper and they make tea and they drink it.
So, in the sunshine, they make tea.
So they do. They make sun tea.
That's right.
The way we learned to in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then in Virginia, you got the fine, dignified Southern folks.
That's right.
Who, you know, whatnot.
And then
they don't even call themselves a state.
They call
themselves a commonwealth.
And in Florida, we got all these old people that are just, they're not even from the South at all. They're just like, I got more money than you and I don't spend any of it. And you should respect me. Just cause. So.
Or they got that guy who said, forget about it. I live in Florida. So what? No.
And then and my favorite Floridians are the winter Floridians. And it's like, hey, I'm from America's at a. That's my Canadian
accent.
Just
down here taking a break, you know.
Yeah, just looking for hockey, really, mostly. So
you don't play hockey down here?
No, sorry. Well, it is weekly update time, and I would be amiss if I did not mention that I am, John, I am taking on a dramatic role in our church Christmas play, much to my own chagrin and my own second guessing. I have been talked into it and have obeyed the talking to, and I'm going to be an old man who comes out at the end. Spoiler, by the way, if you go to my church and you didn't see it last year, it's the same play. But I'm going to be the lead kind of bad guy, a Scrooge-ish type dude's dad. So I get to come out at the end and put a whooping on the main quote unquote bad guy of the play, the Scrooge character. So it's pretty cool. I get to come out and say, Edward! So I don't know what my voice is going to be, but.
I think if you're a good bad guy, then you should come out doing a Sean Connery voice.
Oh.
Yeah. If you're beating up a bad guy,
should come out.
A good old man.
Edward.
Yes.
Edward.
You must be gone. So, be gone with you.
I kind of sound like Patrick Stewart mixed with Sean Connery. But
yes, the ultimate old man.
Anyway. John, really, though, for real, I have to mention that I don't really have a weekly update this week. You know why?
Really?
Because I saved my best one. I do have some others, but I saved the ultimate, the one that I wanted to do on this show. I saved it because I got interviewed by West Side of Mars podcast over at westsideofmars.com, episode 26, and I got interviewed by the coverts, Scott and Drew, and my real weekly update, the best one, I'm not even joking, the one I want to break my promise and tell you right now, you've got to go to westsideofmars.com and download episode 26 to hear. So there you go.
That is an awesome plug. And I got to say something. Can I say something right now?
Yeah, sure.
I got to meet in person Scott and Drew Covert.
That's what they told me.
In the flesh.
In Atlanta, up there where you live and stuff.
Yes, we ate Chick-fil-A together.
That's awesome.
While my children ran around and
that's what they said.
Crazy and stuff.
Your boys were there.
Yeah, they're crazy boys.
With their mom's eyes just looking at you. They do have their mom's eyes, don't they, man?
Your kids. James does. Johnny's got brown ones like me.
Oh, well, you're right. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, everybody that's not met his kids. You don't know what we're talking about, but it's okay because you don't know his wife either. Brr.
But you know what? That brings me to another point. You know what my kids' eyes look like because we met up in Lakeland.
That's right. You've been wanting to tell about this for a while. So please, please tell me. Because we did. We got to meet up. Lakeland, let me just tell everybody. If you look at a map of Central Florida, Lakeland is about 45 minutes to about 50 minutes from where I live in St. Petersburg. John was around where? Orlando area somewhere?
Yep, in Winter Springs,
and
be
so
specific.
We met about halfway, basically. So tell them about this meetup, your version, and I will embellish it with lies.
Okay, sounds good. So first of all, I have to ask, am I coming in choppy at all?
You sound awesome.
Okay,
100%.
You're coming a little choppy on my side, but that's okay. I can deal with it.
Sorry, bro.
It's not your fault. It's probably mine.
I know.
Yeah. So anyways, we met in Lakeland, and you know, anytime you go to meet somebody that's, you know, the both of you don't live in the same area, like if one person's running late, it just messes it all up.
Oh, whatever. You weren't that late.
Well, yeah, a half an hour isn't late. Or was it longer?
It was longer, but it's okay.
Oh, man. I was trying to get out of where my dad lived.
We got there about the time you left from where you were.
Oh, dang. Are you serious?
No, but it was close.
Because it's like an hour, and I got stuck behind it. Well, not behind. I got stuck waiting on a train, and dude, it was bad. But anyways, met you in Lakeland. Awesome, always to see you and your
family. Whole family. Yes, we must bring in them because that I'm not worth it by myself, but my family definitely is.
And that's the same way I feel about me, not you, because I would have met with you with my family if your family didn't come. But anyways, we went to the ultimate roadside stop, which is, of course, the Cracker Barrel. And we had ourselves a grand time eating breakfast or whatever it was we happened to eat. And my man, James, picked up the tab. What a good, awesome guy. What a pal. But then it came time to leave.
Yeah.
Came time to leave. And you know, it didn't rain the entire time. But as we were saying our goodbyes, here comes the rain. And it wasn't just one little drop. It was like one drop in all of its family.
Can I quote a movie? It was big old fat rain.
Yes, it was.
Sometimes the rain came from upside down. It was, dude, it was a torrential downpour. Noah was like, dang, y'all, this is rain. That's how bad it was. And we figure, hey, we'll just kind of crush up against the edge of the building, right? You know, it's because we were outside. They had pretty much locked us out. We had closed down the Cracker Barrel, man. Closed it down. That's how we party. Our families and us.
We were there almost longer than, you know, the wait staff was.
Yeah. But the, but we thought we'd wait out the rain. And will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know, to quote another rapper.
That's, and you know what? It didn't stop.
No, it didn't.
It kept going. It lightened up just a tiny bit, thinking, oh, I'm going to tease you. It's, look, it's about to stop. I'm getting lighter. And then it dumped back down on us again.
Buckets, man. Just buckets.
Sideways.
So how did we get out of there? I forgot.
Well, we were both parked a little ways from front door. And so, you know, you're a brave man. You said, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to jump in and do it. And I was thinking, well, as soon as somebody gets wet, it's going to stop. So James heads out there and I'm like, well,
you
it's
forgot
not
the fact that I did disrobe. I took off my shirt, but I had an undershirt underneath. I rolled up my pant legs all the way up past my knees. I took off my socks and shoes because I had new shoes and I didn't want to ruin them the first dumb day.
Yeah.
And then I did a dance all the way out and screamed and made my kids laugh on my way to the car.
Made my kids laugh too.
That's
and
good.
I couldn't be shown up, so I took everything off. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't really.
Even my skin.
I did have flip-flops on, I think.
Some flippy, floppy, straight flipping copies.
So we got in our cars and pulled them around to be chivalrous and let our ladies and families to get into the car, you know, without getting too much rain. I think we found somebody found an umbrella somewhere. I don't remember. And I think that helped a little bit. But you know what the funny part of it is? And I'm not really laughing at it now. It wasn't funny then. It's not funny now either. But, you know, as soon as you pulled off and I was starting to pull off, it's like it wasn't even ever raining.
I know. It was like seconds away.
Not even an embellishment.
And the thing was, both of us were going different directions and we both had the same experience. The rain quit as soon as we got on the highway.
Yeah. It was like gone. It was like not the whole time while we ate nothing. But you know what? Hey, that's Florida. And we love Florida. Don't we? Because we're Floridians.
That's right. I love it, man. I love it down here. Even with its all jacked up weather. Even with the fact that it never turns cold, even one day. Even the fact that everybody here wears these big, thick winter jackets. And it's not even cold. It's ridiculous. Big winter jackets and shorts and flip-flops. That's what you'll see. It's so dumb. Anyway.
Yeah, it's like, who do you think you are? Your legs don't get cold or something?
Who do you think you are, John? That's what I need to ask you right now. Who do you think you are? I'm mad at you.
You tweeted a little bit about
this,
and I seriously got worried.
Really? Well,
yeah,
you had a reason to be. Because I asked our friend Alita. I was like, Alita, how you doing? She's like, I'm doing great. I'm like, can you hook a brother up with some discounted Legos? Because I just want one thing. I want the Star Wars Advent Calendar Legos. Saw them at Target. They're about $45. I don't want to pay that. Can you hook a brother up with an employee discount? She said, I'm sorry. With the amount that John has asked me to purchase, I don't have any money left. They gauge how much I buy.
What?
And I'm not allowed to spend but a certain amount. And John Steinklobber has eaten up all the funds.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I just wanted to really, really say thank you from the bottom of my butt.
Well, you're welcome from my butt, too. But I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Our friend.
Yeah.
I seriously didn't.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what happened, okay? I worked really, really hard.
You know what? I already know the end of the story, so you don't even have to tell it. The end of the story is James doesn't get his advent calendar. He has to pay full price. So here's the deal. If you want to make this right between us,
okay,
you just have to pay me 30% of the cost of an advent calendar for Christmas.
Okay. 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 To quote somebody in the chat room, Darth, I am a Dutch bag. I am a Dutch bag. And you'll have to listen to one of our previous episodes to get that inside joke. But yes.
I want to play it.
Oh. I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I know. 30% is fair. No, it's fair.
I knew I'd. Hey, John, I'm joking, of course.
Well, I'm poor now, so I can't
do it anyway. Welcome to the ministry, bro. Welcome. Welcome, but, welcome.
I'll give you one of my Lego sets that I got.
No, that's okay. I haven't even built everything I got for my birthday yet, so I've still got an A-wing fighter over there or something, some sort of thing out there. So I can't wait. Probably do it tonight. I'm gonna stay up late because this is my late night, man.
Yeah, your weekend starts today.
Speaking of late nights, last night my wife comes in. She's trying to put my kids to bed. She says, go in there and talk to your boy. He's being emotional, and I don't know what to do. Because my son, he is a whiner, like most little boys are. But he is rarely just emotional, meaning crying for no reason, you know, and not making sense. And so she's thinking, you know, do I come down hard on him because he's maybe jacking around, not wanting to sleep? Or is he legitimately feeling bad? She says, he's talking about he pinched somebody. And I think he's feeling bad, and I don't know what to do. So I go in there. And I'm wondering, too, what do I do? Do I come down hard and be like, go to sleep. What are you doing? And long story short, I ask him. I'm like, what's going on? He says, I didn't get you know how they add one word every sentence?
Yeah.
I didn't get a gummy. I didn't get a gummy bear tomorrow. I'm like, tomorrow? You didn't get a gummy bear tomorrow? What are you, a time traveler, you weirdo? What are you talking about? Tomorrow is after your long nap, because that's what we call it, the short nap and the long nap.
Of your long nap.
Yeah. It's after your long nap. So are you talking about yesterday? Are you talking about the day we went to church? And he just nods his head. I did not get a gummy bear on that day. Yesterday, tomorrow. So I'm like, why? Because they get a gummy bear if they're good. And he always gets a gummy bear. And because I'm like, you told me you got one. You told me you got a purple one. And he's like, no, it was tomorrow. Oh, and I'm like, okay, I got it. You're dumb. You're 4 year old. And he says, I pinched somebody, and his teacher, who shall remain anonymous for the stalker's purposes, says, he starts breaking down when he's saying this. She had to talk to me. You know, he can't even say it. I realized this little 4 year old is having his first stab of conviction, you know, of real genuine regret in his life. Little dude's, you know, whatever, his little inner spirit man just went, I am alive and I am now here to make you feel guilty for everything you do for the rest of your life. So anyway, he was having real guilt pangs here, you know, and
no way.
He had let his teacher down. And so I asked him, it was very important for me to know the motivation. So I'm like, did the kids take something from it? Cause it's not like him to pinch people. I said, was it an accident? Yeah. Did you do it on purpose? Was he bothering you? And he keeps saying, no. I said, was it on accident? He goes, it was on accident. I'm like, I know you're lying. That was a trick. You can't accidentally pinch somebody. How did you do it? And he shows me. He pinched somebody straight on the arm. I'm like, you lying. You're lying. How did you pinch him? Why did you pinch him? He says it. Johnny says, just to be mean. I'm like, oh, wow. Because this is not my son. My boy, literally, he doesn't hurt people. He doesn't hit his sister. Even on their worst days, they've never struck each other or pinched each other or anything. And so I can't believe this, but I do. Because he's broken down. He can't even say it. I did it just to be mean. And because I said, are you telling me the truth now? Because I'm going to talk to your teacher tomorrow. You might as well tell me. And you could just see he was relieved. He had told the truth. And so we did a little prayer and we asked God to forgive him. And then I told him, I was like, you know, because religion and guilt and fear all go together. So yeah. I went ahead and said, if you ever pinch somebody just to be mean again, I will whip you till you turn, till you have a birthday.
Oh, man. You'd lose your birthday from
you'll it. Be like, happy birthday to you. And I will be keeping time until we sing the last song you blow out the candles, then I'll be done. I didn't say all that for real, but I did talk to his teacher. I did talk to his teacher though, and she did confirm. She's like, yeah, he she said, even after he did it, Like, I saw him do it, and right after he did it, he broke down. It was like he was just trying it out, and he hated it. So,
oh, man.
I'm like, wow. Wow, that's weird and awesome at the same time. So
that's great. You've got a little saint on your hand. Maybe he'll be like me.
Yeah, he'll be apologizing for other people getting pinched.
I'm so sorry that kid pinched you. It made me feel guilty inside.
I got to say, I had a John moment today. I have to imagine that this is something you would have done. I was picking up a prescription at Publix, which is our local shopping centers in the South here. And this dude, I just pull in, and this dude behind me slams on his brakes in his truck, turns off his car not in a parking lot, like he's about to turn into one. And I see what he's done. He stopped his car, turned off his car, and he walks toward an open parking spot that for some reason has a cart sitting right in the center, a shopping cart just set dead center in the middle of this space. Some meanie butthead, or maybe it rolled out. I don't know. But he turns off his car, gets out and goes and moves this thing, but he moves it behind somebody else's car. Right next door.
Oh, man.
And then he goes back. He starts up his rattle trap truck and he pulls in and he's all. And meanwhile, I'm convicted. I've got to walk my cart all the way up. I can't pass judgment on that jerk and leave it for somebody else. So I walk all the way up and then I walk back and I'm thinking maybe he'll bring it up with him. Maybe that was his point. Maybe he's going to move it after he got his car settled. No, he left it there.
Oh,
and
no.
Not only that, it was a Marine veteran's car. It had, you know how they got their stickers and Vietnam and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, so this is like a 900-year-old Vietnam veteran. There's no way. I can't leave this car. So the spirit of John Steinclobber comes on me, and I made a second trip all the way through that dumb parking lot with a cart and brought it all the way to the front.
Man, that's so what I would have done.
So that, my friends, is our LBB of the week, is that mean old redneck dude that dissed our veterans.
Nice.
Because he was mad about some parking spot. It's always funny to me that those of us that are the biggest, and I am a big dude, we're the ones that want to walk the least, you know? It's like park on the far side of the lot and walk up. It's going to kill you? Yes, it probably will, fatso. So anyway, speaking of fatso, that's what my weekly update's about. You need to go check it out, westsideofmars.com. From what I hear, it's not up yet. And I even edited it for the boy. I don't blame the dad. The dad's awesome. The boy is a freaking genius. And he didn't
can make you do it work for him.
I just did it to be nice because I really wanted to help him get up. He has a college class. He's in 10th grade. He's got a college class. I kept him up late last night to like 12:30 talking to him and his dad. They were awesome. But tried to help him out.
So. They are fun. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I had a good time. I was on the show with him a while back.
It was episode 25, to be exact, the last show they did.
Really?
Yeah. So you can go back.
So long ago.
You can go. It probably was. It was probably about 2.5 months back or so. But they've been a little spotty, just like we have. And but you can go back, listeners, and check out episode 25 with John and 26 with me whenever it becomes available
on
the podcast or on the website at westsideofmars.com.
Yeah.
So.
.com.
.com.
I have another weekly update if you want me to share it. Or
yeah, hit it, man. Hit it.
Okay. So, you know, I got a new job, right? And I'm working as a children's pastor and stuff. And
I did.
And much like you, I'm working with a school.
Very cool.
And so one of the responsibilities of the children's pastor, because, you know, most of the teachers are ladies, at fifth grade, they split the boys and the girls off, and they have the puberty talk with them.
No way.
Now, I'm not talking about the how, you know, the birds and the bees and all that stuff. Just kind of some of the previous
stuff. The hairy talk.
The voice change talk and the, hey, this is what's going on with your body talk.
Oh, why do they do that at school? Is this legal?
It's kind of like a health class kind of thing.
Oh, I guess I remember that happening, but I was in high school.
Well, and all he did was teach
us how to wipe.
Yeah, well, this is kind of like that. And you know, kids and boys are starting to mature at fifth grade. Yeah, their voices are starting to change and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so we have this, I go in there, right?
I wouldn't do it. I'd quit.
I'm with, I'm with the previous children's pastor. He's just kind of showing me the ropes. It's like training day.
He's still sweating after all these years. Yeah. This is the worst part of my job. So he does see that. Bleeping great that this is over.
He says, I'm not a big fan of this. So we walk in there, dude, and it's a room full of fifth grade boys, you know, and they're just, it stinks in there because they haven't figured out how to take a shower yet.
That's what the stinking class is about. Wash your butt crack, you weirdos. Smell like terrible.
Use deodorant. It's now time. but the funniest part is, okay, so we get in there. He says, well, we're going to talk to you a little bit. We're going to show you some pictures. And see, some of the kids, they've heard about it from the sixth graders and stuff. They say, you're going to see a video when you're in fifth grade, and it's so funny, blah, blah, blah. Well, so this kid thinks, I don't know what he's thinking. You know, I don't know what the sixth graders told him, but his face turns like 20 shades of red.
He thinks he's going to see porn, doesn't he?
I think he does. So he's back there, and his face is all red. And then Chad, the guy that I work with, he stops, you know what he's saying, he's looking at this kid and he says, why is your face so red? And the kid's face turns even redder, and all the kids are looking at him and snickering, and they're all laughing.
Little Johnny's having problems today. I wonder why. Beep. Turn to the next slide. Johnny's a little shy. He can't stand up. Wonder why. Beep. Turn to the next slide.
Dude, that's what the guy's voice on the video sounded like.
That's what I'm saying, man.
You'll find that as you grow older, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, you're going to have curly hairs on your chest. Your nipples will never be the same. Beep.
Oh, my goodness. There was one part in this video. And again, it's not talking about sex or anything like that. No. It's just boys growing up.
It's boy
stuff.
But
there's a diagram drawn up on there, and the kids just start snickering and snickering, and then the diagram changes a little bit, and then they just start laughing.
Is it animated? No.
And so I can't help
Susie just walked in.
It's hilarious. It was the best day of my life.
They picked the wrong guy to have that talk seriously with boys. You laugh at everything that you're not supposed to laugh at with fifth graders. You'd be like, I want you to videotape the talk next year when you take it solo.
Okay. I'll get consent forms sent around and we'll have a talk. Again.
Or just invite me up to help, please.
Okay.
I'll be your assistant. Awesome. We'll videotape and put it online.
What a great way to, you know, be indoctrinated into my new job by, you know,
gosh, having my stomach to hurts. That hurts that you have to do that. That's wrong on every level.
Well, again, it's not.
I know, but still, that's dad's job. You smell bad, son. You're growing hair everywhere. You're becoming a man. Here's some Zestfully Clean. Go wash your nasty self. That's the talk.
Well, that we hopefully we're just reinforcing it because, you know, they send a note to all the parents and all that stuff.
I know. The life of the family is not nuclear anymore. I understand that. And mommies are weird and about talking to their sons. My wife's weird about talking to my son. He's 4.
Man.
So
I'm so glad I don't have a daughter.
She'll tell me, she'll come out and she's like, he's having problems with it. Go deal with him. I'm not doing that.
Help him out.
Yeah, and he's having problems. Yeah. It is a problem. It's a problem for life. Anyway, okay, so my last weekly update that I have is I got a new cell phone number recently. I think I've mentioned that, and I've been getting calls from various people, and it was such a bad decision because I had had that phone number for 10 and a half or 11 years. I mean, for a long time. No, 13 years total, I think, I want to say. Maybe 12. So I still haven't memorized the new one, but I'm getting texts. And more recently, I got a call right before the show. And and I answered it because even though it wasn't in my phone book, I've got some stuff on Craigslist. And I'm thinking, okay, somebody's calling about this dog cage I'm trying to get rid of because I don't have a dog anymore. It's a whole other story. But somebody's like, I said, hi, this is James. He says, is this Karen? Karen? And there's some last name. He says, is this Karen? And I'm like, no, this is James Kennison. This is my new phone number. And so from now on, this phone number belongs to James Kennison. And he starts going, he turns into Brian Regan. Literally, it goes on for seconds. I'm embarrassed for the guy. He goes, I'm sorry. And I'm like, it's okay. And he goes, so this isn't Karen? I'm like, no. It's not. And my wife's even laughing over here because she can imagine what he must have said. I'm like, let me check. You know, I think Brian's even got a thing on that where, are you sure? Yeah, let me check. Sure? I'm James.
What's the son?
I'm not a skinny, attractive lady. Nope, I'm fat James. So I'm pretty sure who I am. So Karen didn't pay her bills. And neither did the Hispanic people before her that I got her textages. So he says, okay, so this isn't Karen's phone anymore. I'm like, no, goodbye, good night. I'm sorry. I just hung up. I was like, it's okay. You just start talking to the phone. You back it away from your face. It's okay. It's okay. Bye, 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 bye. Click.
Yeah, because you don't, you know.
Because he was freaking out, man. Karen, I just imagine that this was a reconnection. He and Karen had had a fight. It was the love of his life, and he had been sitting there, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to call her, by God. I'm going to call her. I'm going to make things right. I was wrong. It's been a couple of months, and I need to make things right. I need to make things right. I'm going to be the father that I'm supposed to be. I'm going to marry her, and I'm going to make her an honest woman. I'm going to make this call right now. 727, you're not going to get James's phone number. Okay, sin. This isn't Karen? This isn't Karen? Okay. I'm sorry. That's the only thing that makes sense, John.
You know what? It's probably one of my fifth graders.
Oh, perfect. My stomach hurts tonight, man. It's been a while since we've done a show where my stomach hurts. I keep, that's awesome. I keep pushing in my oversized abs. Oh,
it's good exercise for your tummy. I'm sitting on an exercise ball.
So you have any? Oh yeah, that's true. Do you have any other great stories extending from your new job?
Yeah.
Really?
I do. I sure do, because my new job requires me. Okay, so you know Royal Rangers.
Yeah, it's like Boy Scouts with Jesus in it.
It's a lot like that. Of course, if you ask a real diehard Royal Ranger commander,
I know.
They'll say, no, it's not. Blah, blah, blah. So, okay, yeah, it is. Okay. So
it's not as well run as Royal Rangers. I mean, as Boy Scouts usually is, but go ahead.
Well, you haven't seen ours.
Oh.
Yeah, we got some pretty hardcore
dudes. All it takes
is
one guy with some passion, and it's awesome. So,
well, so I get to help out. Being a children's pastor, I get to help out with Royal Rangers. And so I've got this group of, I'm not sure what grade they are in. They're probably like 8 or 9. So whatever.
So that's fourth grade.
Okay.
Third and fourth.
Sounds perfect. So I've got this group of boys, and the guy that's leading the class right now, he's into it and stuff, but you know, he's reading and stuff, and some of the kids just are, their brains are wandering.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in there in the class, and this one boy, he's an awesome kid. All the kids are great, but this kid, he looks at me. he just looks over at me, and he's sitting in his chair, is with a straight face. Doesn't say anything, just looks at me, raises up out of the seat probably 3 inches and lets one fly.
Hey,
it's like he's testing me.
Someone after your own heart, man. You think that's going to offend me? You don't know me. You don't know Pastor Johnny. That's my language. That's my ESL.
I think he must have known that somehow. He just looks at me, straight face. He doesn't say anything. He's just like, he's testing me. He makes eye contact. We're just like, I'm staring him down, thinking, what's this kid
going to
do?
We're going to try this new guy out, people. When he comes back, I'm going to light a fart that will melt the eyes out of his head. If he is truly one of us, he will enjoy it.
It wasn't quiet though. It was, you know, those those plastic seats. He just lit one off.
He was wearing leather pants on a leather couch.
Oh man, I don't know what to do. I can't handle it.
I will be fart man, and you will be my fart boy.
Yes, it's awesome. True. I got a sidekick.
I stole that out of the chat room from NLCast fan number 101. So it's time for us to mention that chat room. Chat room, thank you so much for being with us. We've got quite a few folks in there, 20 people plus. We got Agrigag, Darth, and Dexter, and Fluffy, and Joseph, and NLCast fan, and Wise One, and Person, and Scooter Prime, and Super Squeak, and Angry Bird, and Zone 1010, and Noxtra Dodgers, and the Knoll Center, and somebody, hey, Lauren Max in there, our favorite person, of course, and then Arson, and Pop-Tart, and Jelly Bean. Jelly Bean's in there, y'all. Jelly Bean from episode 200. I knew that dog would show.
Yes.
Stinking Jelly thing. Bean. Jelly Bean didn't save my son from pinching that boy the other day. So he didn't move that shopping cart from behind that veteran's car. So, hey, we've got a few things I want to mention. One of them is that before we jump into the rest of the show, which, you know, it seems like the weekly updates have started taking up most of the show, but we've got a lot more to do. I want to tell you real quick that you can sponsor a show. Sponsor your very own episode of Nobody's Listening, and we'll read your name and or a message. Podcast.nlcast.com, and just click on sponsor us. And for $5, we'll read your message and talk about you. And or we'll wish somebody a happy anniversary or happy Halloween, or we'll have John Fart right there into the microphone for you.
Hey, now.
Actually, that should be $10. It should be $10.
Hey, I think it should be $15 because I'd have to eat a lot.
Oh.
Or just breathe.
So you can't fart on command. I was about to say, you just.
I might be able to. I don't know. You want me to try?
No, I really, honestly, like, true to God, don't.
Are you sure? Because yeah, I could probably work something
I'm really,
out.
Really, 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 really sure.
Oh, man. I hope none of the parents of the kids that I teach on Sunday are not going to listen to this show.
It's the same fear I have had every week for 7 years, my friend. 6 years, whatever it's been. I do want to tell you that Geek Loves Nerd is putting out episodes again over there at geeklovesnerd.com. If that's something you've enjoyed in the past, people, and you've missed out, it is back. And we've done two episodes. One of them is really good, and the other one's awesome. So you need to go check them out. And then Podcast Kid has recorded its first episode in nearly 6 months this week. So podcastkid.com. Podcast Kid has been redone. It's been updated a bit because my son is now speaking and joining in. And so the Podcast Kid is now plural. It's Jenna and her brother Jay. And he does a good job. The little man does me proud, even though he pinches people sometimes just to see how it feels.
Well,
I want you also to check
Podcast Kids.
That's right. Yeah. Podcast Kid. Well, that's why I named it Podcast Kid, because I was thinking eventually the Podcast Kid name may need to be changed. I mean, not changed, but extended. So they're both a Podcast Kid. See, it still works.
It does.
Because now Jay's an official Podcast Kid as well. And Jenna always said at the end of every episode, even though it makes no sense whatsoever, she said it ever since she was three, I'm a Podcast Kid and you are too. Whatever that means.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, it does. It works. I also want you folks to help us out. Do us a favor. And if you haven't yet, go out there and pick up the NLCast iPhone and Nobody's Listening iPhone and Android apps in their respective marketplaces. You can get all the content, is easy ways to contact us, you know, and all that kind of stuff. Plus, you're supporting the show. And for those of you that purchased this app and have purchased it in the past, I just want to thank you. And I also want to let you know that from now on, by popular demand, we're going to release every show that the NLCast Network does through this app So Geek Loves Nerd, Podcast Kid, Help I'm a Children's Pastor, you know, any of the other shows that we do, including Stuff I Wish I Could Say that may be coming back here shortly, and Gospel of Kennison will come streaming right there through there. So when you're on your phone, you won't have to go to five different feeds and four different websites. You'll be able to get it all right there in the NLCast network app. So how's that sound? Go check it out and pick it up. I bought it myself. John bought it himself. I'm sure he did. I did. Yeah. And you can go to the Android store, which is actually, I think, Amazon, isn't it? .com.
Yeah, the Play. Yeah.
Google Play. And then you can go.
You can get it as Amazon.com too?
I think so. Because they sell Android apps through Amazon. And then, of course, the iTunes thing. It's pretty popular. Yeah. Pretty popular thing.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's time for a quick one of these. We haven't done this in a while.
Featured story.
All right, featured story. We haven't done a featured story in a while. And this one, I think I've mentioned in the past, but I don't think I've ever told it. And it's from when I was a young adult. Stop me if you've heard it, because we can easily move on to listener emails. But I was at a friend's house. And I had stayed too late. I was living on my own back then, just kind of hobbling between part-time job to part-time job, just barely scraping along anything to where I didn't have to move back home. And this particular day, I had a friend that I'd stayed over. We'd played video games well into the night, and mom offered, hey, you know, sleep on the couch. It's cool to sleep on the couch. And even though they had a lot of dogs, and the couch had a lot of hair, I decided to go ahead and do that because I wasn't picky and I didn't have a car. And
you were tired.
And I was tired. So I slept on that thing. I was a good 18 to 20 years old at this time, pre-gen, post, you know, whatever, post everything that I shouldn't have done on this couch. So there's your foreboding. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that I woke up in the middle of the night, or maybe early morning, as you do, and I had peed all over myself and this couch and my pants.
Whoa!
I was so screwed because I was at a friend's house. I had not planned to stay there. I had not brought a change of clothes. I did not have access to even their shower. And so it wasn't just a simple matter of flipping the cushion, which I did, and proudly, mind you. I had to go. I don't even remember what I did. I should have thought this through. How did I get out of it? I think what I did is I went in there and I took a shower and I took off my underskivvies and I put them in the bottom of these people's waste basket in the trash can in the bathroom.
What?
And I took my pants. And I believe I rinsed them off just a little bit, as much as I could. And then I pretended I was drying my hair for about an hour and a half.
Hey, James, what you doing in there? I got to go.
Levi's, man. I mean, my hair, it's so thick. So.
I had to take a quick shower. Sorry.
But we never heard the shower on.
I may have left. I may have actually left and walked miles and miles home, now that I'm thinking of it. Because I don't remember ever going back.
It wasn't at my house, was it?
No. It was a friend of mine's named Joey. He was a guy named Joey, and he was this 80s rocker kid, you know, that was still in the early 90s, and I'm talking like 92, 93. And he was just that leftover burnout, you know, 18, 19 year old, you know, the guys with the leather, they didn't have leather jackets. They wore jean jackets with the Iron Maiden thing on the back and their poofed out hair. But he had recently, you know, had a religious experience. And so he was still rough around the edges and he would knife me without a second thought. And he would probably still make it to heaven because God would be like, oh, he didn't know any better. He's new at this. So I think I remember leaving. I'll tell you what.
Yeah. You know, the chat room had a couple of suggestions.
Yeah.
One of them is you needed a Whiz Waffle.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Yes. I sure did. But the problem with the Whiz Waffle is it only wakes you up. You've already started to pee.
Peeing.
Yeah. So you get to sit there and enjoy it. Enjoy the whole horrible experience. At least I woke up afterwards and I felt somewhat unresponsible. But if you wake up in the middle of a pee on somebody's couch and you can't crimp it off and stop and go to the bathroom proper, you've got to carry some of the weight of the burden of having done that. But I was guilt-free.
You flipped the cushion.
I sure did, dude. As quick as I could before it soaked all the way through, because it was quite a puddle.
Whoa! You must have been out. I would have woke up as soon as the pants started feeling wet.
See? No, man. No. I was out. I sleep hard. And every now and then, I got to be honest, every now and then, even at 39, there's a reason. No, I'm just kidding. I don't.
You totally had me, man.
I was going to be like, every now and then I accidentally pee on Jen. But she would kill me. She absolutely, you're worried about people at church hearing your podcast. Jen is in the next room. She would hear me. She would bust into the door and she would slice my throat. So I couldn't do it. You would just hear me like. So. This isn't Karen.
I'm not Karen. I don't Karen at all. Wait.
So
that wasn't funny. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said it. I was trying to play a word off Karen.
Oh, I got it. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Thanks. Oh, dude, that reminds me of something. This guy came into the office today, the other day, and he had his wheel, this like small tractor tire.
Wow.
I said, "Hey, man, you look tired." Hurt. And I said, "Get it? Because you're carrying a tire." And he just looks at the music. Yeah. That was exactly what his face was saying. He says, "Yeah, I understand." It's like, oh, man.
Well, wait till somebody comes in with a bicycle and you'll be like, "Hey, you're too tired."
I might get punched in the face.
Yeah.
I should have said, "I'm sorry, I'm new at this. I'm a children's pastor. We say dumb things, don't we?"
Sorry, I just had to talk to a bunch of kids about their pubes. So
no, little, I didn't do that.
I'm a little out of sorts today. First day on the job. That's great. That's a great job I have.
We're both going to get called. Hello, Pastor James. This is your ex-pastor.
Your ex-pastor. Yeah.
Yes. We've emptied your stuff for you. It's in a box out by the road.
All your buzz crap is now out on the curb.
And all your Legos. Pastor John, we don't need you anymore. We're bringing the old guy back.
We've melted down your pervy Legos. And we're pretty much sending someone to kill you. I'll be like, I'm sorry, this is Karen. Hello?
Yes, bring it back.
You got the wrong number. I'm Karen.
Sorry, this is Karen.
Hello, my name is Karen. I'm talking about pies and mud and stuff. That was from a couple shows ago. So, oh, hey, it's time for some of this. Let's do one of these things. And if I can find the dumb, there it is. I've got to redo
E-N-V
that.
ENV mail.
Thank you for calling.
My soundboard was recreated on the fly and everything's out of order. So I'm sorry. I'm going to fix it soon. Promise. Micah Steven says, "Woot for the NLCast greatest podcast ever." He says, "I pray you guys go another 200. And good luck, bros." Well, it was nice making it to 201, but now we're done, apparently. So,
anyway. Oh, man.
Tammy says, "I want to thank you guys. My mom is now listening, but she heard the story about me and the farting alarm that I told about her. So now I'm in trouble. And she said I have to write in and send an apology to her through the show. So here it is." So I've got to read this apology to Tammy's mom. Here it is. "Mom, I am so sorry that you farted and said it was your alarm clock."
I love it.
"I will never send that show another story like that. By the way, she also farts when she sneezes." "Let her yell at me for that now. Love the show, Tammy." We love it too. We love you.
I wish we could be friends. Because I would laugh so hard every time.
"Hey, I want you calling those guys."
Yes.
Oh. Hey, you know what? I felt bad about saying the P word, but this is what we've been playing for years.
"I got kicked in the junk."
How is that any worse?
That's true. And you said it, not me. So I guess I'm okay, right?
I'm going to keep it in. It's too good. It's too funny. Oh, it's worth my job. My wife makes more than I do anyway. Okay. Jonathan Jonathan T says, I just wanted to tell you about something that happened to my grandpa a few years ago. He told me the story. He was eating a bowl of oatmeal at a diner in New York City with my grandma. He was just enjoying his oatmeal. All of a sudden, he took a big bite and felt a little crunch in his oatmeal. Instantly, he knew that that crunch was a bug. And to be specific, as he backed it out of his mouth just a little bit, it was a cocked freaking roach. It's so nasty. It's not even funny nasty. It's just straight up nasty. Not wanting to gross out his precious wife across the dinner table and not wanting her to pass out, he swallowed.
No.
Yeah, he did.
No.
Dude, I'm getting lightheaded like I did, like I've done in shows past. I'm going to have to grab the trash can. He decided to never go to that diner again. Well, really, really, Jonathan, did he now? He's a smart man. Thanks, guys. Keep it up. I love the show, Jonathan. Ruby. Ruby says, hey, man, I've been on and off listener for a few years now. The last I remember, David had just left for Ireland. Dang. Yeah, you've been gone for a while.
Off and on. I mean, it's like off and then
never, never back.
It's like a new show since then.
Several times over. Anyway, I recently picked up the show again, and you guys are talking about pranks that you pulled on family and friends. It reminded me of this time I got punked by my loving father. I live in the middle of nowhere, as in 200 miles from the nearest Walmart. That really is the middle of nowhere, because they'll put a Walmart in the middle of nowhere. That's what is in the middle of nowhere, actually. Right in the middle is a Walmart. So people here, they road trip a lot. So this was one of those trips. Me and my dad decided to go through a car wash, and it was a nice day, and I'd been pretty chill up thus far. Pretty chill. I was riding shotgun, just hanging out and enjoying the days. And my father looks at me and says, son, we've got to have a talk.
No. This is a girl.
No, it's a – oh, it is? Oh, crap.
Ruby.
Anyway, I'm so looking out the window as the wash starts, and the sprayer gets right up to my window, and all of a sudden the window rolls down. I hear my dad tell it the progression of a facial expressions on my face went from this is cool to what is happening to the moment of realization, dear God, I'm going to get hosed. My dad lost it, rolled up the window in time. To this day, he acts like it was the funniest thing he's ever seen. Love the show. Thanks so much, Ruby. Dude, that would have been hilarious to get the multicolored foam right in the face.
That would be the tricolor.
The tricolor.
The tricolor foam.
The tri-shine. The extra.
The turtle wax.
The Cardanuba ultra hard
so shiny.
Shine. this one. Let's read one more. First time submitter. It's long, but it's an awesome story, so keep reading. This story took place sometime toward the end of my middle school years. I was finishing up my newspaper route for the day at 6 a.m. With one paper left over, I'd apparently not delivered a paper to somebody on my route. I hated to upset people, so I tried to fix the problem by tracking down who I forgot by finding the newspaper tube that was empty. I didn't throw papers. I had to put them in a mailbox, like tubes. Yeah, I've seen those.
Nice.
They're right up under your mailbox, yeah. But I couldn't remember who I forgot, so I did what I normally do, and I rode my bike up and down the streets looking inside each tube for the missing paper. That is dedication right there.
Oh, that's a good paper,
that's
dude.
That's a kid that's not going to grow up and leave a cart behind some veteran's car.
That's right.
But before sunrise, it was dark
right there,
and it was hard to see well, so I was riding my bike on the street in the dusky morning light, peering with intensity into each newspaper tube, and then bam! My whole body flung forwards, arms and legs flailing ahead, while my bicycle abruptly stopped underneath me against the trunk of a parked car. My airborne body made direct contact with the center post of my mountain bike handlebars. Right in my crotchular area. Okay, we're taking the clean rating off, and then I can just rest. I can just rest tonight. Crotchular.
Okay, well, crotchular. I got kicked in the junk. That's not bad. I got kicked in the junk.
Yeah, it is. I had enough intensity. It had enough intensity to lift the back end of my bike off the ground. The rest of my body slapped against the trunk of the car, and then I flopped onto the asphalt, basically in the middle of the road. Now, I'd been made a loud racket in the morning. Initial crash, and then my cries and moans of pain. The neighborhood dogs started barking and howling, and the results are in response to all the commotion. The pain was excruciating, but after a few minutes, I had time to realize I had turned into a girl. Everything had been taken care of for me. by the handlebars. No, it says, but after a few minutes, I had time to crawl into the car in between gasps of pain and inspect it for any damage. The car, people, oh, the car.
The car. This is a good, dedicated paper kid.
He's checking out the car for damage. Okay. Not it.
What did I do? I don't know.
So not too long after that, the owner of the car comes out of his house, apparently to see what was going on. Now, there I am rolling in the middle of the road, holding myself and still moaning. I just barely managed to point to the car and say, I ran into your car and may have scratched it a little bit right there. He took
Here's
a look
a paper.
Yeah. Sorry. He took a look at it, completely ignoring our common plight as men, and said, it's not a problem. And then he went back inside his house, grabbed his briefcase, came back out again, got in the car, and drove off without saying another word. He left him in the street.
He watched the kid.
Did he drive a big clanky truck by chance? Just want to know.
Probably. No, he would have complained about a kid riding and messing up his truck.
So that added just enough emotional trauma to the physical drama. And I'm pretty sure that man was either a psycho axe murderer without the capacity to feel sympathy, or he wasn't a real man with any real cojones. Oh, wow. I just said that.
You did it.
Hey, he tricked me. Live to hard drives.
What's Co Jones?
What's Co Jones? I don't understand. Either way, he left me laying in the street, holding myself and moaning. After what seemed like an hour of sitting in the road, I attempted to get back home. As soon as I stood my bike up, I noticed that I didn't feel the same. Oh, gosh. Sorry. I noticed that it didn't feel the same. Okay. I thought he said I looked and I had actually bent the fork of my bike frame back with the impact of my junk to the trunk.
Junk to the trunk.
I got kicked in the trunk.
Oh, my bike was never the same. And yes, I didn't physically function properly for a long while. Wow. Thank you. Just FYI, it hurt to pee for a few days for about a month.
Oh.
I was seriously wondering if I would ever become a father. That was about 15 years ago, and I'm a proud father now, so I guess I'm all right.
Congratulations.
Thanks. From Forrest.
These kids have real high voices.
He just passed it down to the next generation. That's what it is. It's from Forrest Fisk in Kansas City. Stalkers!
Stalkers!
That's what he...
Daddy, how come I'm 25 years old and my voice sounds like this?
Well, son, you see that bicycle hanging up in the living room?
That's the day the junk ran into the trunk.
By the way, that deserves one of these. I'm just saying, the junk in the trunk. Is it a true story or did he make it up just so he could say that line? My junk to the trunk.
If you've lived with that for 15 years, you've had plenty of time to come up with a good title for that story.
That's true. Oh, good
Thanks,
stuff.
Thanks, Forrest.
That was very good. I am seriously hurting. This has been a great run. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. This has been episode 201 of Nobody's Listening. You can check out the podcast at podcast.nlcast.com. I'm sorry, check out the website. You're already listening to the podcast. You can email us your comments and thoughts and feelings and reactions and tell John tips on how to explain puberty to kids.
Yes, please.
Email us at james@nlcast.com. You can call us, do all that same stuff, 209-5-NLCAST. It's 209-5-NLCAST. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for NLCast or Nobody's Listening or James Kennison. We're pretty nice, or John Steinklauber. And then join us for a live show every Thursday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Pacific. And leave us an iTunes review or in Zune. Zune's back, dude, with a passion. Yeah, I know. It's for the Windows 8 phone, you know, basically. But check out all of the NLCast podcast network shows at NLCast.com. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to Rob Gobers for this awesome theme music I'm talking over. Thanks to our spousers for letting us record. Thank you for Fisk for what you did. Thank you, Cushion Makers of America, for making your cushions remarkably pee-proof on one side. Thanks to our contributors and everyone who listens. Thank you, John. And remember... when you tell a funny life story, tell it like nobody's listening.
Wow.
I know, right?
I didn't want to say anything just in case I messed it up.
It was just the holy moment there.
Norbert! Yoink!